Hi. All right. Let's go back to dreams, our personal dreams. Okay? I have had the majority of my clients have been emotionally and sometimes spiritually and sometimes physically destroyed by their dreams and the fact that they have not come through for them or that their dreams have been destroyed. I had a really super nice lady that came to see me that her family never accepted her because she's gifted. She's psychically gifted. And they never accepted her because she never really felt part of the material world. And her dream was that one day her father and her sisters would accept her with open arms for who she really is. It's not possible. Her father was not possible. He couldn't accept anybody. He was a stirrer in the family. That was his personality. Her sister was all about money and material things. There was no way in the world she would ever accept this, her sister, because she wasn't status-wise where she wanted her to be. So she had to come to a reality check because it was absolutely destroying her. And she's like 60 years old. Give it up, girl. Not going to happen. The kicker on this is it wasn't about them accepting her. It was truly about her accepting them. She had never accepted them because she had her dream of who they should be, might be, could be. So you all need to understand that when you do those dreams, hands in air doing quotation.
Hands in air doing the quotation around the world dreams.
You really need to dump them. You need to recognize that they are pure illusion. Your personal illusion. And that other person hasn't got a clue as what your dream is. It's unfair to them, but most of all, it's unfair to you, and it does you harm because you're not living in the real world, and you're not accepting yourself or them or anything. So when you find yourself doing that, you really need to stop.
Drop and roll.
Exactly. It just, you know, the Four Agreements gets into some of that about going into personalizing, but more off going into how it should be, could be. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask if that was similar to the very world much. Being a dream from the Four Agreements.
It is. It really is. And we do it. I know a number of women and men that they meet someone and immediately they're gauging them as their new partner in marriage. And they're making a case either for them or against them. And they're building the dream around them of what they're going to be, should be, all these things, all the way to how their life is going to be. And maybe even their wedding. Not knowing who the other person is. And then they get into that relationship and they're expecting that person to live up to that dream that they have of them. Called expectation. Assumption.
Nobody's perfect.
No, thank God.
It'll be boring.
It would be boring. If we were all perfect, we'd be in heaven. We don't need to be here. This is a place of falling flat on your face and pulling yourself up, dusting yourself off, and falling again. But But the fun is in the journey. Any questions on this? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Because the guides really wanted me to talk to you about the dream. And they made it so blunt, so painfully blunt to me the last 2 weeks that I think I've really kind of got it. So I hope that I was able to get you to understand. Yeah.
What's the difference between this illusion and reality? And how do you tell?
Not a lot. Basically, this is kind of like a stage setting for you. What is reality is whatever you believe it is.
Well, if we're taught by ignorant people, who are taught by ignorant people, who are taught by ignorant people, we're ignorant people. So how do we perceive?
You can't. That's the whole point of being here. The whole point of being here is in learning and growing what is truth and what isn't truth.
But how do you find that?
Discernment.
If you're taught ignorant and you're an ignorant person, okay. How do you find it?
You search.
And through reality that you're not sure is reality, what are you searching for? You said everything is illusion, so how do you know whether or not...
Richard, truth is truth. Even in illusion, truth is truth. Truth works, and it's a constant. You have to find a truth and then build on that truth and then keep building on those truths until you have the closest semblance to it that you can possibly get. You'll never have all of it because it takes lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So you try to find a truth and build on it.
How do you recognize it? That's my question.
It works.
It's
like a truth is there are spirits that attach to people. How do you know that? Because when you do the lifting, the person changes. That's a truth. You have that truth. You then start working on growing on bigger truths. How do you do that? You do it through your guides. You're not going to get much in the way of books out there because those are usually people's theories. So you have to work through theories to truths. And the truths are not very big. And you just keep building on them. But that's why we're here. And this is a stage setting that allows you, if you truly go for truth and knowledge, God will present it to you. Now, the dilemma is, are you intelligent enough and are you a seeker enough to pick it up and work it? Or are you going to pitch it out the window? Because it doesn't work with what you think you know. That's how.
Now, I know your track record, but what about all these people out here who never met you?
That's why we got the webpage.
And there's other people out there who have groups.
Sure.
I mean, other people who have truths.
I do not know every person on this planet. I don't know who has truth, who doesn't have truth. All I know is what I have lived and evolved and grown through. That's why I made it available on the webpage so anybody could get it and use it if they chose to. I don't know what others have out there. Can't answer that.
Why do you think that religion and churches in the mainstream, because I don't believe that those things are the truth. And so why do you think that is so huge and we're so small? Do you know what I'm saying?
It gives people security, a sense of security. It gives people a place to start to look for truth. And it gives people some answers, close enough answers that it gives them that sense of security. There really is a God. And there really is life after death. And when they die, they won't just blink out. Churches, on the other hand, a lot of churches are very political. When I say political, I'm not talking government political. I mean political within the church realm itself. Mm-hmm. And a lot of churches are based on power. and money. Mm-hmm. And
like the big church.
Well, a lot depends on the minister. A lot depends on the churches. Mm-hmm. What I found is God does not need religion. Mm-hmm. God is of this, doesn't really need anything. God doesn't need money. God simply is, and you are part of God, and you simply are, and if you can accept that, you're on the right road. Religion is a way of manipulation, guilt. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying all, because there are religions out there that are more free, and there are some that are very closed and very boxy. Mm-hmm. And my guides told me there is a truth in every religion. But you have to call. Mm-hmm. But they won't give you they won't give you the meat. Because if you know the true meat, you don't need a religion.
Right.
You can get it direct. And that's the point.
It's bad business for them.
It's very bad business, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't have to go to a priest or whomever to get your loved ones into the light.
Mm-hmm. Or to be absolved for sins.
Or to, yeah, be absolved
from or sin. For holy water.
Or do holy water. Or any of those things. Because we all have the right as children of God to do whatever needs to be done through God.
We were talking last time about that show, the AD.
Yeah.
And that was something that was in the last episode. He said, you're not supposed to be doing those things. That's what I do. That's what the priest was telling him, mm-hmm. or the rabbi. And that Peter was not to be doing these things. It was only for the church to do. And exactly the same.
We all have the absolute right according to our intent. If our intent and motive is through God, God will work through us.
And that's what Peter said.
That
was pretty much what he said. He said, I'm not doing it. God is.
That's right. God does it.
I'm working through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He told me that I could do this and I can.
That's right.
Through him. It's not me.
And we all can. That's the beauty of this. And that's why I want the information out there. So you can have it and you can use it. I'm not looking for a following.
There's some who are.
There's many who are.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have someone to follow, you can blame them.
I think lack of personal responsibility is also a thing with religion.
It's huge, absolutely. My belief system tells me I can do this and I can do that and you can't. I'm good. You're of sin. I'm going to heaven. You're going to hell. You don't believe the way I do, so you're going to go to hell. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
But a lot of people like that, too.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Well, yeah.
They'll learn. They'll figure it out one day.
They'll find out when they get on the other side. It's okay. Whatever path they choose, it's all right. All paths go to God. It's all right. That's the beauty of all this.
Okay, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
I have a friend, and I'll use this as the example, that she needs something. She needs help because of, she had lost her child, mm-hmm. and she's been grieving for a couple years. And we have offered to do for her, but she's not ready to do it herself. I don't I know that everyone's responsible for themselves. Do we just tell her once, or do we keep telling her that we're here for her, or where does it cross the line?
Well, my guides tell me to speak it once.
That's what I did.
I don't always do that, but that's what my guides tell me to do. You give them the information. It's up to them what they do with it.
And, like, I'm here anytime. Just pick up the phone and call me, and I'll help you with whatever that you need. If you need me to go to the doctor with you, that I offered that type of stuff.
That's all you can do. Or here's the sheet. Do with it as you see fit. We can't shove information
that's what I'm
down was, people's yeah. throats.
And it's their decision what they do, and we have to respect their decision.
We have to respect their decision. And she may be getting a lot out of
well, she's been
grief.
Seeing you. So she's not ready to accept anything yet.
That's fine. It's okay.
And that's what we're very worried about her, but I said we can't do anything else. We've offered.
And you can't make it your own either.
No, and I haven't. So okay. Just wanted to verify I did the right thing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other?
Anything else that you feel like you should have done?
Me?
No. No, I want to go to bed.
On the point of testimony she had brought up earlier.
Yeah.
Getting back to the religion thing, where people should go out and testify and share their knowledge and this and that. I personally have felt like I'm not going to push it on someone. If they ask me a question, then I tell them.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much what you should do?
We never push anything on anyone, ever. It's just the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you want somebody shoving their belief system down your throat?
No.
Okay. Then you don't do it to them. If they ask you for help, they ask you how you achieved whatever it is that you achieved, you tell them. You share with them. What they do with it is their choice. Period.
So the next time I have Jehovah's Witness come to my door, I can ask them, would you like me to share my knowledge with you?
Yes, you can. I used to do that. Personally, I always enjoyed discussions with the various people that would show up.
Uh-huh.
Mormons, Jehovah's Witness,
yes,
etc.
Yes.
And it would be interesting. And sometimes I would actually share with them, yes.
They seem to catch it the most inopportune times, though. I actually have them catch me out in the yard one day, so I talked for about half an hour. I just kept chatting as I was working. And
it's okay.
So.
Where were we going?
Well, you said the testimony, so I was asking
about. No, I'm not talking about that kind
no,
of
no,
testimony.
I know, but okay. That made me think of that question. I've had that question for a while.
And please, people, do not go door to door with this information. I don't want you testifying in that way.
It's right. Uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
You're asking people.
No, we're talking about different. This is how I came to my story, and this is what Jesus has done for me.
Like, that's what I was talking about, yes.
They tried to get, when I went to Haiti, like, we had to, like, share our story on a mission trip, and it was uncomfortable and weird. I was like,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of this. And people go, no. Be the example. Don't tell me about it. Tell me doesn't do anything. Show me the way.
Absolutely.
It's weird.
Okay, I don't want people doing that. I would like for you to do, if you want to do some testimonies on the information that you've gotten off of the web on how it's worked for you. Hopefully it has. If it hasn't, I'd prefer you didn't spread the word. Oh, I'm kidding.
Can we do a little PSA?
Pardon?
Do you want to do a little video PSA now after Circle? How do you want to do that?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm camera shy.
Sorry.
Really not.
I'm saying I'm not sympathetic to your needs.
Yeah, we can do that.
Now? After Circle?
After Circle. Okay. Yeah.
When Jesus came here, he taught a bunch of parables, and he was murdered, killed for people's sins. Was that his main goal for coming here, was to be killed on the cross
yes.
for our sins, and not necessarily, there wasn't a main point to the parables, except for just the individual parables. Just his main goal was...
We don't know for sure that those were his parables.
Okay, okay. So mainly he was here
the
just
The point
to...
of Christ, mm-hmm. the purpose of Christ, was to one, was to teach, mm-hmm. was to inform the people that they had direct, okay? The other, the most important aspect was that he was and is the Redeemer. By his crucifixion, he put into place the tunnel of light, the light, for every human being to be able to step into and to be washed, cleansed, and cleansed from all sin. That was the whole point, to be the Redeemer. Whenever we do the liftings, we are in fact redeemers. We are redeeming those souls that have come to us back to God. So it is a strong and heavy, purposeful work to do the liftings to be a redeemer. So be aware of that. Okay, circle.